This is Richard Randell reporting from the Mutual Newsroom in Washington. Here is the latest edition of the news presented in cooperation with the Department of the Treasury and its program for the sale of savings bonds. A message about that later, but now, the news. The young airman from the Bronx, Donald G. Farrell, has completed his make-believe ride to the moon in a spaceship. Farrell, 23, was in good humor and good health when he came out of the small cabin at Randolph Air Force Base in Texas. He had been confined in that cabin for 7 days. That's the prime news at this hour. Here are the headlines. Heavy snows and winds in the north, severe temperatures in the west and south, have brought suffering and great trouble. An Air Force transport with 16 persons aboard is missing in South Europe, over Italy perhaps. An airliner with 32 aboard is missing in South Korea. There is more news. Now the details. The course of the weather the last 24 hours has been sensational. For a report and a forecast of what is to come, Mutual's Operation Newsbeat takes you to the United States Weather Bureau in Washington and Ernest Rampey.
The storm which moved out of the Gulf of Mexico early Saturday developed into a vigorous northeaster along the mid-Atlantic coast. The heaviest snow belt with this storm extended from the Virginia-Tennessee line into southeastern New York. Snow is still falling in the northeast and the Great Lakes region, and heavy accumulations with winds of 60 miles an hour along the New England coast is expected. Rain in the Pacific Northwest and a little snow in the northern plains and northern Rockies. Elsewhere, fair weather. Cold air from Canada is being pumped into the area from northern Minnesota to Florida, and no relief is in sight. This is Ernest Rampey, U.S. Weather Bureau, Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Mr. Rampey. The story of Donald Farrell, the young airman who has just completed a 7-day testing period on how to travel through space, is truly an absorbing one. A great number of congratulatory messages have reached him. The Democratic leader of the Senate, Lyndon Johnson, who lives in Texas, was on hand at Randolph Field. Young Farrell was a bit wobbly and slightly pale when he came out of his cubicle. He had an easy smile for those present, though. For 7 days, he breathed the same air over and over again. He saw nothing that took place outside the sealed cabin. He was a volunteer. Other news, less dramatic, nonetheless significant, is being made this afternoon behind the scenes. It has to do with American efforts to promote a quick settlement of the Tunisian-French dispute. Secretary Dulles gets here tomorrow from Atlantic City to put final touches on the policy now being hammered out by subordinates. President Eisenhower has dispatched a new letter to Premier Bulganin of Russia relating to possible conditions and arrangement for a summit meeting of chiefs of state. And President Sukarno has arrived in Indonesia to confront his adversaries who are trying to start a revolution. The public men of Washington, Democrats and Republicans, are trying to do what they can to correct the economic situation. This is Richard Rendell reporting from the Mutual Newsroom in Washington.
One of the best and safest ways to family security lies in United States savings bonds. Why? Because first, the interest rate on Series E bonds has been raised to 3.25%. And when held to maturity, you get back $4 for every $3 invested. Second, the maturity date's been stepped up to just 8 years, 11 months. Third, United States savings bonds are backed by the government. Any bond that's lost, stolen, or destroyed is replaced free of charge. Incidentally, Series E bonds are never subject to market fluctuations. So be as good a provider as you are a businessman. Start buying United States savings bonds today. That's improved Series E savings bonds in their new handy punch card form. This message brought to you as a public service.
Stay tuned to Mutual for the news. This is Mutual, the world's largest network.